It is time once again for this year's Leadership York County class to present their group project. All these group projects every year, it's open to the community. They usually partner with an organization here in our backyard. They work together to bring, you know, awareness to the organization, bring awareness to the cause, and they have some fun along the way. So we've got just two members of this year's Leadership York County team, Melena Maturo and Bethany Thomas. And good morning to you both.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome.
Frequent visitors of this program, but they have hats on today for Leadership York County. Bethany, give us an overview of what Leadership York County is all about, a little bit about makeup of your class, and just give folks some understanding of what we're talking about here when we talk about Leadership York County.
Yeah, I'd love to. So I'm truly honored to be part of Leadership York County 2025. I know that everybody says we're the best class ever, but this year we actually are the best class ever. I'm already just super blessed by the friendships and connections that I've made that otherwise I wouldn't have met these folks. So it's been truly incredible for me to work, and especially with Mel and getting to know her. And this year we have a very diverse group of people, truly from all over York County, all different careers, all different ages and backgrounds. It's just really neat to see everybody come together, and we all have the common goal of making York County even better than it already is. So just really, really blessed and grateful to be part of that.
This is a program, Leadership York County is a program conducted through the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Usually in the summertime, applications go live. So if you ever want to become part of Leadership York County, check with your employer to see if there's some spots. But to Bethany's point, it's made up of folks from the business community and beyond, different walks of life. They all come together, and each month you focus on a different topic in our community. One month it's like law enforcement, another
education,
it's health and human services, and you spend one day learning about all the agencies that support or fall underneath that umbrella. And as part of the Leadership York County class, you have a group project that you work on throughout the year. And then Bethany, tell us about this year's project, who you're partnering with, and kind of how that it came to be.
Yeah, so one of our members had the brilliant idea of Glow Golf. And I love Glow Golf as a fundraiser because truly it's for anybody. Even my kids are super excited to go. They're ready to glow in the dark. My son is an avid golfer, so he's ready to come and win the thing and be super competitive. And, you know, he's also excited about the giving part as well. But I love that we're going to see families. We're going to see business partners come together, all for the good of benefiting Pilgrims Inn right here in York County. And our class is really excited to fight food insecurity. That is a very real thing here right in our own backyard.
Well, Melena Maturo is going to give us all the details of this event. It's called Putting with a Purpose.
Putting with a Purpose, a glow for giving.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Yes.
Nice play on words.
That's great. Yeah.
Thank you, ChatGPT.
It has helped many of us when we're just stuck. We're right on the edge.
Right.
We know what we want to say, but we just don't have the right words. We've got the right words, but not in the right order. And that certainly comes through.
Yes. So our event is going to be on Saturday, April 5th. We are going to be at the Mill Room in the Lowenstein Building. So right across from where the American Cornhole League is. We will be there on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Registration is live. If you go to the chamber website, go to their calendar, you can find our event there to register. It's $15 a person. Or if you get a team of four, it'll be $50 for the four of you. It's going to be 18 holes of glow mini golf. We're having a company come in and set everything up. We're encouraging everybody to come with their glow sticks and glow necklaces and come glowing and with your best game. We're going to have different challenges. We'll have a hole-in-one challenge. We're going to do raffles that day. So different organizations and businesses are donating some prizes. So we're really excited about all of that.
Do folks need to bring their own putter if they have one, or those will be supplied?
Everything will be supplied. Glow balls, putters, the whole nine. Just show up ready to play.
And I assume since it's a glowing theme, the lights will be turned off. And so the only way to see your ball and the hole and the obstacles will be
Through the glow.
Yes. It won't be pitch black. We'll still be able to see.
For safety reasons.
It'll be darker than usual. But yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And then on top of that, like she said, we're partnering with Pilgrims Inn, and we're also going to do a food drive. So that's going to kick off that day. So April 5th through May 5th, anyone can drop off non-perishable food items, hygiene products to any of York County's library locations.
Okay. So, now, can they also bring those items to the event that day as well?
If they want to, okay. They can.
Okay.
But if it's easier for them, you know, when they're out and about to stop at the library, they can drop that stuff off there too.
Got it.
Bethany, I know you briefly mentioned it, but how did you all come to focus on Pilgrims Inn? I mean, we know the process of going through Leadership York County, and there are a lot of organizations here in our backyard that love the support that they get kind of throughout the year. But what was it about Pilgrims Inn and their mission this year with this class?
Yeah, you know, after going through the process, like you said, we had a list of plenty of amazing organizations in York County that could benefit from this. But our hearts were just pulled towards Pilgrims Inn and all of the work that they do here already. We had a great call last week with some members of Pilgrims Inn, and they just reiterated that we made the right choice because, y'all, the food insecurity is so real, and it's just incredible that she was naming off all these stats of how many pounds of food they get every week from, I think it's First Harvest.
Second Harvest. Yes, okay.
And she said, it's still not enough. We can't keep up with the demand. And it's just, it's mind-blowing to think that, you know, we've got families and children here that are struggling most of the time silently. So we're just really excited to make a difference and hopefully really bless some families.
And I think that's the one thing of doing Leadership York County. Again, if you ever get an opportunity to do it, the program, please do so. But you know, we've heard of Pilgrims Inn. We most of us know about the mission, but when you partner with the organization like you all are doing, you really get to see beyond the surface level. And to your point, some of the stats and figures will probably stay with you for years to come, and you'll think twice maybe of, you know, overbuying at the grocery store, or a lot of folks buy stuff and it just sits in our cupboards and, well, what's the expiration date on this? And we'll throw it away where, you know, they can use every bit of what we have and then some.
Right, absolutely.
And that's part of raising the awareness, right? I mean, you are then going to be able to share that with other people that you come in contact with as well, which is the beautiful thing about Leadership York County. So we thank you for being a part and doing that.
Now, I know you said this year's class is the best class, but Bethany, the class of 2011 is definitely
I would
the
have
best.
To say the class of 2012.
Yeah,
the best class.
I think if you speak to anybody, they always say it's the best class. We'll leave it to the judge, Colleen Dick, who is with the chamber, who oversees the program. She has told us before it's 2011, but for the purposes of this interview, we're all equal. How about
maybe we could all get together and have an alumni event? That's what we need to do, like a big reunion.
They used
That'd be
to
fun.
Do it,
and yeah, I think, we should do that.
You know, we all live busy lives that did not catch on as hopeful as everyone had wished it would have, but maybe we can bring it back.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, you can go out there and support Pilgrims Inn, learn more about the organization, and support Leadership York County with this Putting with a Purpose event. It is going to take place on Saturday, April the 5th from 10 to 1 at the Mill Room at the Lowenstein Building. Tickets right now, $15 in advance, $20 walk-ins, and you can go ahead and get your tickets today at yorkcountychamber.com. Also check their social media platforms, and don't forget, when you come on Saturday, April the 5th, or any time between April the 5th and May the 5th at any York County library location or at the event, you can drop off food and hygiene and toiletry items to help those right here in our backyard. Bethany Thomas and Melina Maturo, ladies, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.